calling Erie Insurance. If you know your party's extension, press 1. For claims, press 2. For Erie Family Life, press 3. For customer service, including billing and payment.
Thank you for calling Erie Insurance Customer Care. Due to unusually high call volume, your wait time may be longer than expected. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, and we thank you for your patience. If you are calling to make a payment, we invite you to do so online at www.erieinsurance.com.
Thank you for calling Erie Insurance Customer Service.
Para español, presione 8.
To make a payment, if you have your policy number, please enter the 9-digit numeric portion now. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. Thank you for your call. All of our representatives are currently assisting other customers. Please continue to hold for the next available representative. We apologize for the delay in answering your call. Please continue to hold for the next available customer advocate, or feel free to visit us online at erieinsurance.com.
Thank you for calling Erie Insurance Customer Care. My name is Brian. How may I help you?
Hey, Brian. My name is Catherine, and I just have a question regarding a builder's risk policy and a homeowner's policy.
May I have your writing agent ID, Catherine?
It is BD3563.
Thank you. And the name of the insured?
Martha Gay.
Thank you. How can I help on that?
Sure. So the policy number that I had entered, that's her homeowner, her HO3 policy. And she currently has her builder's risk policy. I submitted a request to have that canceled effective yesterday. And I just wanted to confirm that the $500 from her builder's risk policy would be able to transfer into her new HO3 policy.
What's the old policy number?
Yeah, it is Q371750920.
Thank you. Just one moment here. All right. Yeah, so you're canceling the UltraFlex and then just starting a new home policy.
Exactly, yes.
All right. And when you did the cancellation for, like, the UltraFlex, I know, like, sometimes there's a spot where in, like, the detailed instruction you can put, like, oh, please transfer credit to, like, this policy. Mm-hmm. Do you know if you put that in there when you were putting through the cancellation or not?
Yes. So there was a I just did a detailed instruction, and I did request to have the $500 transferred to the new HO3 policy. But I wasn't sure if that's how it's done, just to make sure that it will actually be transferred.
Yeah, so with that, sometimes, like, they might miss it or something like that here when they would be putting that through. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to submit this to our team watching for that cancellation credit, and as soon as that processes, get that transferred over to the home policy then here.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much.
Anything else, though, for today?
No, that's all. Thank you for taking care of this for me.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.